Look with me in verse 16, church, if you would. And let's read that out together, nice and loud, if you would. Ephesians 5:16. It says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now, this is Missions Month here at the church, and you're finishing things up here, getting to the end of the month. And I'd like to come in and focus in on this thought today. I know you've heard about missions this month, I'm sure, and heard about when we talk about missions, what are we talking about? There are different types of organizations that say they're involved in mission work, and a lot of times that can just be humanitarian aid, which isn't necessarily bad. We need to help people with their physical needs. But as we sang in the song today, people's ultimate need is who? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's what people need. 8,000 miles away in Fiji, people need the Lord. Across this planet, there are 7.8 billion people. And the need of every single one is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the need today. As we look at, we don't have time today, but as you look at Matthew chapter 28 and the Lord's last words to us, it's been said, should be one of our greatest concerns. What did he say to us? It's simple. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And church, that's what missions is. That has not been fulfilled. Some people say, well, that's fulfilled, or some that believe that there are some that are destined to hell. But the Lord said, he says in his word, that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, who have all men to be saved unto come unto the knowledge of the truth. The Lord does not want one of the 7.8 billion to die and go to hell. And church, if we grow close to the heart of our Savior, we will care about the people around us. It starts right here in Meriden, Connecticut, caring about the people around us here. But we've got to be careful with the Lord's help. He said to go where? Into all the world. And it's our responsibility to go where? Around the world. We're called. It's right there to go. If we cannot go, we're called to send, as we saw in Romans that we read this morning, because we cannot go unless we're sent. God has a part for every one of us to be a part of. But as I think about missions and the time that God has given to us to fulfill his will, I'd like us to think about the thought today, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Church, our time is running out. Today there are seconds that are passing by. And every second, it's estimated that there are souls that pass into eternity. Every minute, there's about 105 people that die. Where will they spend eternity? Every second counts. Sometimes we think, well, we can let our time waste. I know for me, I thought, well, I'll just waste some of my life and then live for God maybe later. But as we heard this morning in the study group, that what? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Now is the time to live for God. Now is the time to get serious about what God wants for your life. If we are going to fulfill the great commission God has given to us, it's based on every single one of us as individuals redeeming the time that God has given to us and doing what he has called us to do. It says here, redeeming the time, why? Because the days are evil. Think about with me about 2020. And you say, Brother Josh, I don't want to think about 2020. I've thought about it enough. Anyone else with me? Done with this year, right? But you know what? God has us still here for a purpose in 2020. And that's because there are souls that need to be saved. Here in Meriden, Connecticut, but also in the Fiji Islands, also around the world. I don't have a lot of time today to go into it, but church, we have everything we need to get the gospel around the world. 2020 is a year that the coronavirus is a word that's peaked, right? It's trending on online because so many people are searching for it. People hadn't even really heard of that word before this year. And yet, this disease has literally affected the entire planet in just a matter of what? A year. You know what else has the power to affect the entire planet in a matter of a short time?
That's right.
Is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe that we have the churches. We have the personnel in America. We have the finances. God has blessed America so much. We have everything we need in our generation to evangelize the world. But it comes down to God's people redeeming the time that he's given to you in your life. And today, in this Sunday, I wonder if you'll let the Holy Spirit of God speak to your heart. You say, well, I'm redeeming my time. I'm in church today. Praise God, you're here. But you know, you can waste time sitting in a church if you don't let the Word of God speak to your heart and change you. Amen. Unless you allow the Spirit of God to mold and make you to be what God intends you to be. Church, today, it's either one or two things today. Either this book is a whole bunch of fairy tales and lies and we're wasting our time here, or this book is true. And it demands that we live our lives differently than the way the world is living out there. What's the world live? Man, what's all the Disney movies about? Follow your heart, right? Follow your dreams. And yet the Bible says that your heart is desperately wicked. And time that you spend following your heart is wasted time. Time that God wants you and I to redeem, to fulfill his great cause of missions. Are we going to redeem the time God's given to us? It says here, redeem the time because the days are evil. I believe the Lord will come back in my lifetime. And I've heard other people say that. And yes, we need to be ready because we are closer than we ever have been. It could be 1 year. God could come back this year. Amen. The Lord Jesus could rescue us. It could be 10 years. It could be 20 years. But the point is that we are redeeming the time God has given to us when? Now. Right now. There are some Christians and some churches that say, well, we've just got to wait till the coronavirus is over until we do anything for God. There are sadly many that haven't gone back to churches. I understand there are different reasons for that. Hopefully you're able to watch online. But I hope you realize that, yes, we need to take precautions, but the work of God must go forward. This cause of missions and getting the gospel around the world is needed. Today, yes, people need a cure to the coronavirus, but more than anything, people need a cure to the problem called sin. And the only cure today, church, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we have the cure. What are we going to do with the time that we have left? The Bible tells us it's not going to get better. It's going to get what? Worse. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, this know also that in the last days, what does it say? Perilous times or dangerous times shall come. Sound familiar? It's not going to get easier. But you know what? God has given us an amount of time to redeem for him. What are we going to do with this time today? What are we going to do with the time God's given to us? Church, we have the tools. How many of you have a cell phone today? I think mine's here somewhere. How many of you have one of these annoying devices now? One of these addicting devices, right? Man, we spend a lot of time on these things. It's convicting to me, that app called Screen Time. Anybody else with me? Man, how many hours we spend on these things. But you realize that these are a tool that God can use to get the gospel around the world. We're living in the last days. I believe we're living in the last seconds. 2,000 years ago, the apostles talked about it being the last days. They were speaking the truth. That was the last days. We are in the last seconds. And in these last seconds, are we going to redeem the time and get this cause of Christ done that he has for us to do? There are over 9.4 billion of these connections around the world. Some people have a work and another phone. You realize that there are people that live in a tin shack in Fiji, and yet they own one of these. It amazes me. And yet it is a tool that's used of the devil, yes, many times, but it's a tool that we can use to get the gospel around the world. This didn't exist 10, 15 years ago, but we have this tool now. There's a prophecy that talks about it in the book of Revelation about the two witnesses that are seen by all nations. But it used to baffle Bible scholars. How could everyone in the world see a person in one location at the same time? How could that take place? And yet today we have the answer to that, just in the last 10 to 15 years. I could go into the prophecies of how close we are, folks. The time is nigh for Christ to come back. It's here. But are we doing everything we can to get the gospel to those that don't have it? Any football fans here today? We're in Patriots country, right? Man, up here in Patriots country, I went to school up here and I had to fight that all the time I was up here, you know, as Patriots fans. But you know what? We understand it gets down to the last 2 minutes of the game. And what is it? It's now or never, isn't it? It takes every single one doing their part. When it comes to missions, it takes us all doing our part. Whether that's praying, whether that's giving, and that's going. It takes us all doing our part. And I hope today that here at Meriden Hills Baptist Church, you'll search your heart and say, God, am I redeeming the time that you've given to me? God, am I doing my part for this thing called missions? Look with me in verse number 15. What does it say there? It says, see then that ye walk circumspectly. That word circumspectly has the idea of walking accurately, carefully, or well. This is compared here. It says, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. We as believers in Christ in 2020 must walk wisely. To walk wisely is to redeem the time God has given to us. There are many in 2020, and we've seen it in America, that aren't walking very wisely, are they? We've seen it on the news. We've seen people that are just going about their lives. We see people that are in fear. We see people that are protesting things that are happening in our country. And yet we as believers in Christ have the truth. It's important more than ever that we walk what? Wisely. To walk wisely is to redeem our time. And today, if we are going to get this cause of missions done, we must redeem our time. If you're taking notes today, I'd like us to think about that thought. Lord, am I redeeming my time? God, am I doing everything I can to get the gospel around the world and around my community here? To redeem the time, what does it mean today? Let's think about what it doesn't mean first. Redeeming the time does not mean trying to recall the past. Are you with me? It does not mean trying to recall the past, because the past is gone. Think about the Apostle Paul. He was a murderer, and yet God used him to do great things. As we're blessed to travel around to many churches, sometimes I talk to Christians that say, well, I could never do what you're doing. And yet, you know what? It's not about me. It's about my God that does it through me. It's not about you today. It's about your God that wants to work through your life, that wants to help you redeem the time that he's given to you. But you've got to be willing to surrender to him. Your past, praise the Lord, is behind you if you've asked the Lord to forgive you of it. Amen? The Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. It's in the past. Amen? Think about Meriden Hills Baptist Church in 2019 and what God did in this church and through the years that it's been here as a lighthouse in this community. Praise God for that. But I believe the greatest days of this church are ahead. Amen? I believe the Lord wants the greatest days of this church to be ahead. But that happens because the people of this church are redeeming the time God has given to you. Not wasting it on the things that will not last, but living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's put the past behind us. Praise God for it. But let's also remember, redeeming the time is not dreaming about the future. Because the future is the time that may never come. I'm ready for 2021 to be here. Amen. Hopefully it's better than this year. But you realize 2021 may not come. It may come. But you know what? God has time for us to redeem right now. Are we doing everything that we can? Are we praying as God would have us to redeem the time he's given to us? It says here in verse number 17, look with me. It says, wherefore, be ye not, what does it say? Unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Church, today, God has a plan for your life. Amen. I don't know about you, but that excites me. I don't just have to wander about my life. I don't just have to try to look under every rock to find it, but God has a specific plan he wants me to find. God has something he wants me to do with my time. And I wonder today, are we doing what he wants us to do? There is a general will of what God wants us to do with our time. I want to look at that in the few moments we have left. And you know what? To young people here that are maybe searching, well, does God want me to be a missionary? Or even older folks here today. There's over in Fiji, there was a room filled, all with white people. Now they're dark-skinned in Fiji. All white people with gray hair or dark hair, or, you know, gray or white hair, right? And they were retired Mormons, retired from their jobs, come over to spread the teachings of the Mormon church. Now we understand they don't preach that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. They don't preach that he is the only way of salvation. They're not preaching the truth, church. And yet today, do we have the truth? Yes, I found the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. We must do all that we can with the time that we have left to redeem the time he's given to us. God has a general will for all of us. And today, these four things we know specifically are in God's word. We don't have to be unwise. We know this is the will of the Lord. First of all, today, if you're taking notes, we know it is the will of the Lord to trust Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Amen. Here on a Sunday morning, I don't want to take for granted, or even online following along, that there is one that has not trusted Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. As I lived up here in New England, there's a lot of Roman Catholics, aren't there? There are a lot of people that are trusting their church, whether it's Roman Catholic or whatever church. Today, Meriden Hills Baptist Church can't get you to heaven. Only Jesus Christ can. And I'm challenged today because I see even young people that grow up in a good church like this. They hear the gospel time and time and time and time again. Yet I'm challenged that many of them maybe have not truly accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, have been personally saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. They know what it means to go through the motions. Yet we realize today that it is a personal choice we must make to accept God's gift of salvation. There's a young person here today, I would challenge you. As a teenager, the greatest influence on my life, I wouldn't be where I was at today if it wasn't for the Word of God. I got into this book as a teenager and I said, I've got to find out if it's true or not. I've got to find out if it's real or not. You know what? I found that it's true. That Jesus Christ is Lord. That He is Creator. And He is worthy of my life and living for Him. Church today, young people or even older folks are listening online. Find out if it's true for yourself. And you will find, I guarantee you, that Christ is Lord. And accept Him today if you haven't. The Bible says, behold what? Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Because why? Tomorrow will be too late. If you're putting it off today, I hope you'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ today and realize that it's simply believing on Him alone to save you. For the people that are around us, there's time God has given to us to reach them. Are we going to redeem that time God's given to us? Seconds are passing by. There are seconds, and there's the story of Noah. Remember hearing that as a kid or in church? Story of Noah. There was time God had given for people to come into the ark. I believe the ark was big enough for every single person to come. And yet there became the last second, and God shut the door. There's coming a time, church, where God is going to shut the door, so to speak. We're going to be in heaven. And one thing we cannot do in heaven is redeem the time. Why is that? Because there is no time in heaven. It's for eternity. But right now, God's given to us a work to do, to redeem the time He's given to us. And these go in order here. You cannot fulfill God's great commission unless you are first a child of God. Secondly, this morning here, we know it's clear in God's word, if we are going to fulfill missions, if we're going to redeem the time, we must abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 15 comes to my heart quite often. And Jesus says what? Without me, ye can do, what does He say? Nothing. Church today, it's not about us. As I look at the great cause of missions, there are about 17,000 people groups in the world. It's estimated that still 7,000 of them are unreached people groups. That astounds me that we live in a world that we have so much truth here in America. And yet about half of the world's population has not been blessed to have the Word of God like you and I have. Boy, we have time and we have a great work. But you know what? It's not about us doing the work. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ doing it through us. And God really had to teach this to me. He's still teaching me this. That Josh, it's not about what you can do for me. It's not about what you can do. It's about what I can do through you as you yield yourself to me. Great things can be done. The quote has gone and has been said. The world is yet to see what God can do through someone who is totally and completely yielded to Him. Will you be that person? We need some people that are going to stand up today and say, God, I want to be that person. We need some young people like that. They're going to stand up in America and reach America. We're losing America. But even beyond America, we're going to reach this world. It's going to be because there are some people that are serious about redeeming the time God has given to us. Don't just say, well, later I'll live for God. No, now is the time to abide in the Lord. COVID-19 has, of course, caused a roadblock for us this year with traveling. We're at about 62% of our support. God's been good to us. We're hoping by next May to get to Fiji. But you know what? God slowed things down for us with COVID. And it's been said, if you're not closer to God before you were before COVID happened, something's wrong. You've been wasting some of your time if you're not closer to God than before all this has happened. Church, we must draw nigh to Him because He is the one that is going to help us get this great cause of missions done. God's word is clear that He wants us. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, He says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Thirdly, this morning, what does God want us to do with our time? He wants us to love the next generation to Him. Just a few more moments I have left. Stay with me today. Church, we are in a dire need of reaching this next generation. Here in America and also in Fiji. 50% of Fiji's population is under the age of 28. And it breaks my heart because many of those young people are looking to America. They have one of these devices. And they think that all the things of America, the materialism, will satisfy. And yet it doesn't, does it? We have so much in this country and yet we are so empty. Because the only one that satisfies is Jesus Christ. Here in America, we have a generation of young people coming up, being taught in our public schools that they are just a mistake of evolution, that it's just millions of years and their life has no purpose. Trying to fill their lives with everything the world has to offer. Drugs, there's an epidemic in this country of drugs, of immorality in the world. Who is going to show them the truth? It's not simply giving them the truth, but it's living the truth before them. It's showing the love of Christ to them. Are there neighbor kids around you that you see? What is missions? Boy, it's getting the gospel to them. Amen? You know what's so great? Is God could use you to lead the next great evangelist or preacher to Christ. Boy, that would be great, wouldn't it? You ever heard of D.L. Moody? He's a man God used, but it was just a shoemaker that led him to Christ. Listen, it's not about who we are. It's about who He is and what He can do through us. But we've got to give Him our time, folks. We've got to say, God, I'm willing to redeem the time You've given to me to reach this next generation. Just a few more moments today. Our seconds are passing by. Think about how the gospel got to you. Somebody was faithful, weren't they, to give it to you. Maybe it was parents that were faithful to live it before you and take you to church. Or it was a faithful soul winner who went out and knocked on your door. Or a faithful coworker that gave you the truth. We need people like that that are going to reach this next generation. I'm praying God raises up people here in America to do that. God called us to Fiji. What about your children and your grandchildren? Have they been reached? I hope you'll pray and earnestly cry out to God because our time is running out. Lastly, this morning, I'm almost done. The command is still in the Word of God. Go into all the world. We need to redeem the time by getting the gospel to the unevangelized lands. There are still open doors in Fiji, but we don't know how long those doors are going to be open. There are mission fields around the world that there are open doors, and yet those doors will quickly close. When Christ comes back, that closes the door. But even beyond that, we've been able to go into the schools in Fiji and preach the gospel, and yet we see signs that those doors are closing quickly. We're not going to have that opportunity. Our time is running out. There are places around the world where the gospel needs to go. But who will go? Church, who will go? Just speaking from my heart today. Is that okay? America used to send the most missionaries around the world. And yet that's no longer the case. There are more missionaries coming off the field than going. Where do missionaries come from? We come from Mars, right? We're just extra, terrestrial beings. No. We're just sinners saved by grace. Missionaries come from where you're sitting. People that are just willing to let God use you. Willing to be saved and then abide in the Lord. As I began to walk with God, God gave me a burden for the next generation. Then God specifically led us to Fiji. Where does it start? Being saved. Then walking with the Lord. Redeeming the time He's given to you. Then He'll lead you. But we need some parents. We need some grandparents. It breaks my heart sometimes when I see that even good young people say, well, if everything else doesn't work out, then I'll be a missionary. And parents encourage that way too sometimes. Let me encourage you today, the safest and the best place for your children to be are in the center of God's will. This life, God has given to us a work to do. You may say, well, I won't get to see my children and grandchildren. If you believe this book is true, then we'll be together for eternity. But God has a work for us to do down here. Are you encouraging your young people that way? We've got to. There was a day that our churches were such great sending agencies. And yet today, it's becoming less and less and less. Have you heard of Hudson Taylor? I love reading missionary biographies. If you haven't read his, it's a great one. He was a man that was sickly. And yet God used him in a great way because he was willing. But you know where it started? It started with Hudson Taylor's parents who knew they couldn't go. But they redeemed the time God gave to them and they prayed that God would give them a child who would go as a missionary. We need some parents like that today. We need some grandparents that will say, God, would you call one of my children to go to one of those 7,000 unreached people groups around the world? Who will go? Let me encourage you today to open your eyes and realize there is a great world around us. Sometimes we just live in our little bubble. But there is a world, and we have a responsibility today to get the truth to those without it. But we've got to redeem the time we have because it's running out. Church, today, to redeem the time, to get the gospel to the unevangelized lands, what must we do? You've heard it before. But in closing, we must pray. Boy, we've got to pray today. I hope that you're praying. I hope you have a prayer list. And I think all of us do pray. But may we not forget the prayer requests of Jesus. What did Jesus ask us to pray for? He said, truly the harvest is plenteous or great, but the laborers are few. Jesus said that back when it's estimated there were 300 million people, about the population of America. And yet today we're at 7.8 billion. That's more true than ever. Let me encourage you today, if you're a believer in Christ not praying, would you begin to make a commitment every day to pray for laborers? Please, pray that God would send forth more laborers. There's a country over by Fiji called New Caledonia, and I can't find a Bible-believing church in that country of 300,000 people. I prayed, God, if you want us to go direct and lead that way, but maybe God would have someone from here to go. Our time is running out. Who will go and reach these without the gospel? Pray. There's an app you can get on your phone. These can be good reminders, right? It's called the Joshua Project, and it can remind you every day of one of those 7,000 unreached people groups. My wife and I set a time every day that we're going to pray for that. You know what? That's not wasted time. That's time that's redeemed. Boy, can we spend 15 less minutes doing things that aren't going to last for eternity and pray for laborers? I believe if the church in America, churches in America, true Bible-believing churches, got a hold of praying, God would answer prayers and send forth labors. But it starts with us redeeming the time God's given to us. Giving today. Giving. I know there are many that have lost jobs in 2020. I know many are going through financial difficulties. And yet I hope you realize today that God still wants us to give. Amen. It's not about how much, but it's about the proportion. Remember the lady that gave her two mites? And Jesus said she gave more than all. Because why? It was the proportion of what she gave. You and I cannot outgive God. And yet today, if we're going to get the gospel around the world, it takes us being willing to give. To give to missions and getting the truth around the world. You say, I can't do much. Little is much when God is in it. Amen? If everyone here today didn't buy maybe a Dunkin' Donuts coffee this week and gave $5, everyone here, that'd be enough to take on another missionary for the church. That would be maybe even two missionaries that could go. There are people that are ready to go, and yet it's becoming, I won't go into it, but it's becoming harder and harder to raise the finances to go. Boy, church, we've got to wake up because our time is running out to get the gospel around the world. And then to go, who will go? You may say, well, not me. If not you, then who? And if not now, then when? Who is going to go? I challenge you today to consider. You say, what can I do with my life? How can I have the greatest impact? Maybe it would be to be a missionary, to take the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to those that don't have it. Church, today, I'm almost done. two things last forever. Not the beautiful house or car or things that we've been given and trusted with by the Lord. Amen? Realize everything we have has been given to us by Him. Everything. Only two things last forever. This book lasts forever. Amen? The Bible says, forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. These promises last forever. The second thing that lasts forever is 7.8 billion people, the souls of those people. People need the Lord. Amen? Are we going to redeem the time God's given to us to get the gospel to them? Our time is running out, church. May we ask the Lord to help us. Even if we do live our lives and we do pass into eternity, our time is going to go quickly in this life. Amen? We're going to redeem it before Christ comes back. If we could bow our heads and close our eyes today. Do you know the Lord Jesus as Savior? If you don't, today is the day to be saved.